Hello and welcome back. Or if it's your first time listening in on an episode, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Today we're going to talk a little bit about success. What does success mean to you? Have you ever wondered if there was a formula to success? How is it that some people keep finding success in everything they do? What do they do that sets them apart? In this episode 18, we'll discuss 8 reasons you aren't finding success. We're going to talk a little bit about what is getting in the way of your success, and in the end, you will walk away with 8 quick and easy positive things you can do to increase your chances of achieving it. Are your big dreams sitting on the shelf collecting dust? Do you second guess yourself or question how you would handle it if you tried and it didn't work out? Listen, what is the cost of not going for it? Welcome to the Crazy Confidence Coach podcast. My name is Heather Edwards. I'm a master certified life coach. If you've been looking for a blueprint for how to stop being a paralyzed perfectionist, this is for you. I'll share how to uncover what is keeping you from doing what you really want to do, bridging the gap between who you are and who you want to be. We will tackle how to use mind management to get rid of negative thinking, procrastination, and anxiety. Along the way, I'll sprinkle in a little inspiration to keep you motivated. One thing is for sure, you will come away more confident and ready to do whatever you put your mind to.
Let's do this.
Before we jump into today's episode, I'm going to give you one of my reviews by LD4831. You get to choose how you show up in the world. I never thought about it that way until the Crazy Confidence podcast. And that confidence doesn't erase fear, but it gives you the ability to do something anyway. This was so eye-opening to me. I can't wait to learn more and to apply the tools to my everyday life. I'm feeling positive about making positive changes in my life. Thank you so much, LD4831. I so appreciate you taking the time to jump down into the notes of my show and dropping me a 5-star review. It helps so much for other people just to find me. So if you haven't left a review, will you just take a moment to leave a review? You can do the 5 stars and you have to kind of scroll down, and there's another little spot that says write a review where you can actually write words to review in addition to the 5 stars. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Now let's get to the show. When I was younger, success seemed elusive. It was something you had to work really hard for, and even then, you may not find it. Over the years, what I believed about success had changed, and at one time, my definition of success was having a director title and a 6-figure salary. I remember distinctly my first day of work going into my director title position and thinking, this doesn't feel like I thought it would feel. I'm sure that I thought there would be bells and whistles and maybe some sort of celebration, but it looked exactly like every other position. Getting ready to go to work, driving to work, and being accountable to a business owner to help him or her build his business. Now, don't get me wrong here. I've been so thankful for all my positions at every single job I've ever had. My hard work, integrity, and commitment to the companies I work for paid off over the years. I was treated well. But to be honest, as the years passed and my life turned into adulthood, I found myself questioning success. So today, we'll discuss what I've learned about success and 8 things that keep people from reaching it. Number 1, not being clear about what success means to you. I have always valued my time and my relationships over career and a large paycheck. At one point, I found myself in what many would say was a successful position, making a very nice salary, but it morphed into something that had lots of stress, and I was doing things that were just generally out of alignment with my belief system and my definition of success. I was miserable. I was tired all the time. I was disconnected from many of my relationships because I didn't have time to be rested and spend time in connection when I was supposed to be off. My performance at my job wasn't fantastic in the end because my heart started to disconnect from that as well. At the time, it was very hard to make that decision to pivot and leave that position and the big paycheck. Even though I was excited and wanted to pivot into something I was excited about, I struggled to make that decision to pivot. Looking back now, it should have been an easier decision. I have better relationships with all my family and friends. My life has more balance, and I'm able to be in alignment with my beliefs and definition of success. So make sure that when you take the time to figure out success for you, you define it for yourself. It looks different for everyone. Number two, not having a plan. You don't know where or how you're going to do something or go somewhere unless you have a plan mapped out. You can talk about it all day. You can dream about it your whole life. Until you sit down and figure out what steps you need to take to get you there, you're sitting in a boat in the middle of the ocean without an engine, just letting the currents take you wherever they're going. If you happen to get caught between two currents, you're literally going to get stuck in the middle of the ocean with nowhere to go. Why don't we check in and see where you fall in one of three categories as far as knowing and having a plan? Do you fly by the seat of your pants with no plan? Do you sort of have a plan, but you're not sure from day to day how it's going? Or you definitely have a plan that is well thought out, that you review consistently and pivot your direction when it's necessary? What category do you fit in? The next question would be, are you happy with the category you're in? Or do you want to move into a different category? If you really want more success in your life, it will help you tremendously to have a well thought out plan that you review consistently. Number three, comparison. You are spending too much time comparing yourself to other people and their success. It is so easy to get caught up in what other people are doing or not doing. Social media makes this nearly impossible not to do this. Just keep in mind, the most important thing to consider as you look at the landscape of other people is your thoughts. Are you thinking thoughts about yourself like, I should be where they are already, or I'll never be as good as they are? Think about those thoughts. You can hear the judgment and the defeat versus having the thoughts, I wonder how they did that, or wow, it would be great to meet her and pick her brain about how she did that. Notice that these thoughts are more of curiosity, and they leave open the possibility of you figuring out how to do it similarly. As you pay attention to your thoughts about other people and what you're thinking as you interact with other people, you will pick up pretty quickly if you're in a state of curiosity or somehow you're lacking confidence. If it's not coming from a place of curiosity, you have a little work to do. Number four. Not taking time to evaluate along the way. Evaluating is the only way you know if you're on track. When you consistently evaluate, you prevent yourself from ending up somewhere you didn't want to be. You can track your progress by setting milestones along the way and then measure how you're doing. Just make a list of specific tasks you need to complete to reach your ultimate success and put those tasks into your calendar. Then, review your calendar often to make sure you're keeping up with the tasks that are required. If you're not, don't shame yourself or create a long list of reasons you want to blame. Just get those tasks back into your calendar and hold yourself accountable. Find yourself an accountability partner. That's fun too. The other thing that might happen along the way is realizing that you need to course correct due to something unexpected. Maybe you aren't aware of something that you need to learn, or maybe something just doesn't go the way you had planned for it to go. It's not a problem. Just course correct and resume going forward. Another quick way to do an evaluation that doesn't take up lots of time or energy is to ask yourself the following three questions. What's going right? What's not working? How can I adjust or do better? It doesn't have to take all day. That literally can happen in 5 minutes' time. Okay, number five. Negative self-talk. I'm not going to spend a ton of time here because if you've listened to my podcast before, you know how important it is to catch and reframe negative self-talk. If you don't know what to do about negative thinking and self-talk, go back and listen to episode 15, How to Change Your Thoughts When They Are Negative. The bottom line is your brain will offer you negative thinking to protect you sometimes, And regardless, negative thinking will not get you closer to success. It prevents you from stepping into possibilities. It prevents you from seeing truth, and it will keep you from being your best self because negativity doesn't account for the good. If you learn to be an observer of your thoughts, catch the negative ones, and reframe them into neutral or positive thoughts that you believe, you will become a limitless individual. I promise. What you can accomplish will be beyond anything you ever thought possible. Number 6, giving up too soon. Undoubtedly, you have heard the saying, if you fall down, get back up, or something similar. The point being, success takes a lot of failure. In fact, many of the people we see as superstars or highly successful have been individuals that were told they wouldn't amount to much. It's crazy to think how different their lives would be if they didn't just keep going when they were told that they wouldn't be successful. Here's just a few that you might be familiar with. Did you know Elvis Presley was once told by a talent manager to go back to driving trucks because he would never make it as a singer? Well, I think he proved him wrong. Then there is Michael Jordan, who was cut from his high school basketball team. He ended up being one of the greatest basketball players of all time. We could also talk about J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter manuscript that was rejected over 10 times before it was accepted and became one of the best-selling book series in all of history. Did you know that Oprah Winfrey was told that she was unfit for television news? You know the ending. She became one of the most admired and influential individuals in history. Don't let your setbacks be your endings. Let them be your lessons and keep moving forward. Number 7, not pushing yourself outside your comfort zone. This one is somewhat subjective because you could potentially define success for yourself in a manner that would allow you to always stay in your comfort zone. However, I kind of believe that for most of you, you have a desire for bigger, better things, or you just probably wouldn't be here listening to this podcast. But it requires you to push yourself outside your normal comfort zone. This will be different for each of us, but you know your comfort zone. What if your success is living just beyond that line in the sand you've drawn to keep you comfortable? Think about when people go for a new job or a new position. Typically, people seek out jobs that are slightly a stretch from what they've done before, because that means more, a bigger title and more pay. You have to believe you can do it even if you haven't done it before. And if you didn't believe you can do it, you wouldn't apply. If you really think about growth, in order to grow and be successful, you have to be willing to continue to do things that you've never done before. This happens in your life over and over again. One of my favorite quotes is by Gary Ridge. He was a CEO of the WD-40 company. He said, "Your willingness to be uncomfortable is one of the single most determining factors of being wildly successful." I absolutely agree with him. Number 8, unwillingness to pivot. You've got to have the flexibility to pivot to find big success. Things change and evolve, so you'll need to adapt as needed. So you get to change and evolve too. It's important to adopt an attitude that is willing to look at what is happening, take the information, and make adjustments to your behavior or your company as needed. Things don't always go as planned. Consider how much has changed in our world in the last several years and how many companies have had to adapt and change to survive. Well, if you're old enough to remember Blockbuster video stores, you remember walking into the Blockbuster store, walking around to look at movies, and picking out several to take home and watch them on a DVD player, or maybe even a VHS player if you were way back then. You most likely remember having to return them to the store before the return date or having late fees to pay. The movies were organized in the building by genre, but they didn't have the trailers that you can get on and view to see a little clip of the movie. You literally just looked at the outside of the video, at the pictures, and that's how you made your decision by the little descriptions on the outside. You only had that cover. Blockbuster eventually filed bankruptcy because it didn't pivot into the digital age. According to Wikipedia, Blockbuster at its peak had over 9,000 stores. Today, There is one Blockbuster store open in Bend, Oregon called The Last Blockbuster. From what I can tell on TripAdvisor, it actually looks like a pretty cool spot to check out if you're looking for a blast from the past. The point here is you don't want to end up like Blockbuster. So let's do a quick recap and put a quick positive spin on the 7 reasons you aren't finding success and redefine them as the 7 things you can do to increase your chances of finding success. First, define what success means to you. Then, create a plan. Don't compare yourself to others. If you must consider what others are doing, stay in curiosity, not in judgment. Evaluate along the way. Get good at reframing negative self-talk. Don't give up too soon. Push yourself out of your comfort zone and be willing to pivot. All right. I hope you enjoyed today. Go check out my Instagram page at HC Edwards Coaching and let me know what your definition of success is on this week's podcast post. I would love to hear how different we each define success. And if you're ready for one-on-one coaching, I'm here to help. Shoot me a quick email to heather@hcedwardscoaching.com and let's get you started today. Thank you for listening in to the Crazy Confidence Coach podcast today. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please share it with a friend or a family member you think would enjoy it as well. If you haven't left a review, I would be so grateful for you to just go to the 3 dots, find the show, scroll down, find the 5 stars, and leave me a 5-star review. I would love it. If you're ready for one-on-one coaching, I am always ready to coach you. Shoot me an email, heather@hcedwardscoaching.com, and let's get you on the schedule today. Have a great week. Love you big.